You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The recognised seasonal employers scheme began this October, allowing one-way quarantine-free travel for skilled workers from the Pacific. The scheme is expected to provide much-needed support for viticulture and horticulture across the country. However, the wine industry still expects to face major labour shortages, especially without backpackers. Louis was joined by vineyard owner and ethical employers chair, Tanya Pofare, to talk about the issues facing the industry. To start, Louis asked how labour shortages had impacted her vineyard.
So over winter, we saw what would normally be a four-month pruning season got extended out to 6 months, and that's not sustainable for the plants or for the workers. There's an ideal time to prune, cut and wrap a vineyard, and stretching out to this week in September, that's just not ideal. We've got bud burst, so pruning and cutting a vine that's already coming out of its dormancy phase, coming into the growing season, there potentially could be some real issues around the yield for this coming harvest. And that was just due to the fact that there wasn't enough hands to be able to do the job over the pruning season over winter. We had about a deficit of around about 800. So we had everyone helping out all over the show. So we had growers doing things themselves. We had people from inside the wineries coming out and helping. We just, as many people as we could to have hands on vines, we did. Yet still it dragged out 1 month longer than it should have.
So is this, I guess, solely just an issue of not enough people coming into the country? Or is there also issues of non-residents who are in New Zealand having to leave because of their visas?
It's more about the border closures coming in, because if there aren't robust pathways home, the New Zealand government won't make you go home. So if there is a pathway home and your visa ends, and there isn't an opportunity within the current immigration settings to reapply for another visa, then you do have to leave. But within the backpackers and so the working holidays and the RSE scheme, at the moment there isn't always a pathway home. The deficits that we're seeing across hort and vit in a number of other industries is just those border settings. With our borders closed, it means that we can't get people in. And these are the highly skilled people. We can go to meet that demand with robust attraction strategies to get Kiwis either in our regions already or outside of our regions to try to attract them to come into, to move around the country into different regions. However, we've also got constraints around accommodation. So a lot of these high density areas with hort and vit, and like huge numbers are required for harvest, for example, there's not a lot of available accommodation. Even Kiwis outside of the regions tend to find it difficult to move to those regions because there's just nowhere to live.
Yeah, and I guess on Kiwis looking to work in horticulture and viticulture, I've seen that there's people saying there's just not enough skilled Kiwi workers. Is there hesitancy among Kiwis to get into this industry, do you think?
There might be some misperceptions about what the industries offer, and there are some big ones. It's not low paid. It is actually an enjoyable job, but it is outside in some aspects, especially the viticulture side and the harvesting when you're dealing with plants. Majority of it is outside. However, there are a lot of people that enjoy working outside, and it is physical, but there are a lot of people that enjoy a physical job too. So it's matching up the right people for the right jobs. Some of these jobs are seasonal in nature. However, there are constant and ongoing work around trying to create more robust long-term options within these industries. And so that's a real like I said, an ongoing piece of work that we're trying to attract anyone and everyone that wants to give it a go, we will have you. So and if you want a job.
How about are you guys looking at trying to attract people into the industry?
Gosh, everywhere. So we've gone the old school routes of Trade Me and newspaper and going into social media, going into Instagram, going into TikTok. There is just every available avenue to get in touch with Kiwis who might not know about all of our jobs on offer. We're using. We're going to schools, we're using fairs, we're doing job days, we're doing taster days. So any available process we're using.
So these processes that you guys are using, do you think that it's going to be enough to provide, I guess, enough workers for summer and looking forward?
Unfortunately, no. Even with quarantine-free travel and bringing in more migrant labour through the RSC QFT scheme, across Horton Vitt, we're still going to have a deficit of around 18,000 seasonal workers. That's across the RSC scheme and working holiday. Even though every sector has got robust Kiwi attraction processes in place, that's still not going to fill the need across Horton Vitt coming up into harvest.
That was vineyard owner and ethical employers chair, Tanya Pofare. Louis also spoke to Mudbrook Vineyard's Janine Mears to understand how border restrictions impacted Mudbrook differently as a boutique vineyard. He began by asking Janine how they were responding to labour shortages.
Since COVID, we've seen a labour shortage in both those industries, right? In the primary, so in viticulture, as well as in hospitality. Since COVID and since we reopened in June 2020, we've had to get a bit more creative in how we recruit staff. You know, we no longer had working holiday visa holders coming up to Mudbrook looking for part-time or full-time work. So we've explored lots of different avenues and channels, and we've certainly had some help from organizations like MSD. We were assigned work brokers who were really proactive in getting workers over to Waiheke and even helping with the relocation process for people who are based in Auckland. We have a really great relationship. So the Waiheke Restaurant Association has a great relationship with the local high school, who not only has a viticulture course, but also a hospitality course on the island and really neat hospitality facilities. So they're able to engage students and their interests at a younger age. So there's definitely been, a lot of initiatives happening, but nothing replaces what we actually need to keep going in terms of staff.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to touch on, because obviously you guys are putting a lot of initiatives in place to get Kiwis working and skilled into your vineyard. But one of the main issues is people are saying there's just not enough skilled Kiwis who are available to work in vineyards and in hospitality. Is this something that you guys have struggled with?
Yes, certainly. So the wonderful thing about being boutique is that we've been able to engage our current staff and cross-train them in the vineyard and in the front of house. So that's been a real benefit for us. But ultimately, it has been difficult. The seasonal, that SSE visa that was granted last year to people helped, because it meant that people needed to work in horticulture, viticulture positions, but it's still an all hands on deck, particularly around harvest, which actually coincides with when the island is busy as well in hospitality. So it has been a struggle in terms of just getting enough people.
Yeah, because you do mention the visa process, which is quite complicated. But is it solely an issue of just people not being able to enter New Zealand? Or is it also non-residents who are living in New Zealand and working in viticulture, their visas expiring and them having to leave?
It's a bit of both. So we definitely, had a lot of the working holiday visa holders come in and harvest and work in the vineyard with us, as well as the skilled, people with wine backgrounds and wine knowledge. A lot of those were actually on essential skill visas as well. The visa process has always been left until the last minute to get an update or some sort of acknowledgement that visas will be extended by the government. So people have had to make plans around that. And the 2021 residence visa is just going to be so helpful to keep people, especially people who are now skilled in the winemaking and viticulture practices. They familiar with New Zealand laws and regulations around it, New Zealand soil, climate. And these are the people we need to retain, because that's how we can then spark the enthusiasm in let's say our high schoolers who are coming over and working with us just for school holidays.
Yeah, and I guess it's probably a bit different for you guys because you're a more smaller boutique vineyard. But in general, do you think there's a need for opening up of borders or things like a one-way travel bubble with the Pacific to ensure there are non-resident skilled workers entering the country?
Certainly, yes. I think, and I do think that there's a lot of efforts being made, you know, whether or not that they are fast enough in terms of the response that's needed. I do think that we do need to get more people into the country to be able to work in viticulture, horticulture, agriculture.
That was Mudbrick Vineyards' Janine Mears. Finally, Louis talked to New Zealand Wine's chief executive, Philip Gregan, about the nationwide labour issues and what changes are needed. To start, Louis asked how severe the impacts of border restrictions have been.
So the New Zealand wine industry has about 7,000 full-time employees, and there's another 14-odd thousand in service industries supporting the industry. Much of the industry is dictated by biological timeframes. We're agriculturally based, you know, vines go into bud and burst in spring, plants are growing through the year, harvesters in March through to May, and then we have pruning. That biological time cycle generates a whole lot of seasonal peaks throughout the year, and it's really not possible just to do that with a permanent New Zealand-based workforce. We need access to overseas workers to complete those tasks. So the closure of the New Zealand border has been a major challenge for the New Zealand wine industry over the past 15 or so months. And the ongoing closure just means we don't have the staff available for us.
You mentioned that there's not enough staff in New Zealand. How come New Zealand doesn't have the amount of skilled labourers to work in vineyards?
Our industry is regionally based. In a region such as Marlborough, we're a very significant part of the local economy. The unemployment rate's very low. Some of the work that needs to be conducted is quite physically demanding. There's just not the people in the region to get all the work done that we need done in the time frame that we get it done by.
So without people coming from overseas to work in the vineyards, because you can't rely on the amount of domestic workers, how severe could the impacts be? How severe have they already been?
So this year, for the first time, we didn't get all our vineyards pruned in time for the spring bud burst. Now that's going to cost vineyard owners. There's going to be some lost production associated with that. There's just no doubt about it. So it's nature, biology is unrelenting. We have to fit in with its demands. It's just not possible to do it the other way around.
Is there anything that you guys are working towards or you hope that can come into place to help resolve this?
The government's just announced quarantine-free travel for RSE workers first flight comes in on Monday, so that's positive. The industry also relies a lot on backpackers, and until the backpackers are back in the country, and that's going to require the borders to be open, there's not much we can do. We're working very hard to try and encourage New Zealanders to start working in the industry, but a lot of the labour in New Zealand's immobile. If it's based in Auckland, it doesn't want to go and work in central Otago or Hawke's Bay, so you know, there's just ongoing challenges there.
Yeah, talking about the RSE, something I wanted to mention, because obviously it's seen as a big thing, but without backpackers, who obviously are as well a big part of the industry, how much of an impact, how much of a benefit will this actually have?
There is, and in terms of our labour supply, nothing's a silver bullet, so one thing doesn't fix everything. We need RSE workers, there's no doubt about that. We need more New Zealanders coming into jobs. We need the backpackers and other workers as well. So RSE is a significant step forward, but it doesn't solve the ongoing challenge. I think that's really only going to be solved ultimately when the borders are back open and we can complement our New Zealand-based workforce with the RSE, with the backpackers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.